My commentary today on the dangers of illegal immigration and the invasion caravan at our border in a moment. But first, the election of Cindy Hyde Smith to the Senate from Mississippi last week cemented President Trump's position. The Senate now has a majority of 53 Republicans and just 47 Democrats. That extra margin means that even if Romney, Murkowski, and Susan Collins betray the president's agenda, Vice President Pence can now break the tie with his vote. That's a major blow to Democrats. They did take control of the House of Representatives, but nothing really gets done without Senate approval. Hyde Smith must now learn the lesson that could have cost her the election. In today's world of gotcha politics, every word uttered must be filtered through the brain. Hyde Smith made some foolish comments that could have derailed her. She allowed herself to be pictured wearing a Confederate cap a few years back, and the self-appointed politically correct police made it a racial statement. In the end, Hyde Smith won the elections with enough of a margin to prevent Democrats from claiming racism as the cause for her opponent's defeat. Now to my commentary for today. Are the warnings about illegal immigrant invasions real? Some in the fake news media have tried to fool the American people by scoffing at the dangers of the illegal alien caravan at our border, and others underway to join them at that border. Barack Hussein Obama lied to the American people when he downplayed that caravan and sneeringly said that the caravan was 1,000 miles away and offered no danger to anyone. Well, today that illegal alien caravan is in Tijuana, trying to barge its way over our border. In the past, these illegal immigrants used our laws against us. They stole into the country, and once here, those who were caught were taken to court and then released with a promise to return for their court date. Not surprisingly, the great majority never came back for the court date. They just fanned out across the country and tried to stay underground. President Trump is determined to stop that insane practice. He demands that Mexico either prevent these illegal aliens from violating Mexican law by crossing their border on the south, or that Mexico confine these people on their side of the border while we sort through those claiming amnesty. Less than 10% of illegal aliens calling for amnesty are actually given amnesty. That means that when a caravan of 7,000 of them arrive at the border, only about 630 of them are found in need of amnesty. In the current caravan, now in Tijuana, very few are women and children. The great majority of them are men ages 16 to 35. You would not know that from watching the evening news. These are not random immigrants who just happen to arrive at the border. They are a highly organized group. The relatively few women and children among them are used as pawns, placed at the front of the caravan to attract attention from the TV cameras and liberal writers. The idea is to gain sympathy for their cause. Last week, some 1,000 of these illegal aliens stormed the American border, bent on crashing through. They threw rocks and bottles at our Border Patrol officers in their invasion attempt, injuring some border agents. One almost lost an eye. The United States was under attack, and tear gas was used to turn back the rioters. Liberal Democrats and their fake news allies immediately launched their own media attack against President Trump. The picture of a woman with a diaper-clad, barefooted child was flashed on TV screens and in newspapers. Trump was accused of gassing women and children. How soon Democrats and the fake news media conveniently forget the times that Barack Hussein Obama approved tear gas to be used at the border. When Obama used tear gas and pepper spray several times, there was no peep from the mainstream media or Democrats. But when Trump used tear gas to protect our Border Patrol agents, hypocritical Democrats and the fake news media pretended as if there was nothing that had ever happened before like this. It was the first time that tear gas had been used at the border. To those who defend these criminal invaders by downplaying the throwing of rocks at Border Patrol agents, I remind you that the Bible shows that David killed the giant Goliath with a rock. Why throw rocks at someone? Only to harm them. It's not a hello greeting. None of us would tolerate rocks being thrown at us. It's not a small matter, but one of importance. Think about that. What mother participates in a riot dragging a barefooted child clothed only in a diaper? What kind of people traveling with this mother are comfortable with her actions? No women or children were exposed to the tear gas except for the ones who purposely rushed the border. Put blame where it belongs, but the fake news media lied to you again. Stories about this caravan are dishonest. There are many buses, vans, and trucks being supplied to these illegal immigrants, and anyone who walks is not very bright. Make no mistake, the United States of America is under attack, and it has been under constant attack since the 1950s by socialists and communists who seek to destroy us from within. The Democrat Party has swung wildly towards socialism rather than stand up for our country's security. Most people, particularly the college snowflakes, have no idea who Nikita Khrushchev was, and that's alarming. Khrushchev was the premier of Russia in the late 50s. At the time, the American people understood the dangers of socialism and communism and worried about it. The U.S. military, our might, was far stronger than that of Russia, and so a war with America was not a tactic Russia could undertake. Not to worry. Russia had no intention of fighting a war with the United States. They would let the socialists and communists in America bring it down from the inside. Here is what Nikita Khrushchev said at the United Nations in 1959. He took off his shoe and banged it on the table for dramatic effect and said this: "Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find that you already have communism. We won't have to fight you. We'll so weaken your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands." I was 17 years old at the time, and I remember vividly the Khrushchev promise to see us destroyed. Since that time, socialist and communist agents have fed us small doses of socialism. Today, those doses have been increased through the like of socialists like Bernie Sanders and mainstream media flicks who turn a blind eye to our danger. An ignorant young socialist named Ocasio-Cortez has been elected to Congress from a far-left district in New York. Among other foolish things she has said is to compare the illegal alien caravan to what the Nazis did to the Jews. A couple of Muslim women were elected to Congress from Minnesota. They make no excuse for favoring Islam and Sharia law over the American Constitution. Khrushchev promised that socialism and communism would weaken our economy until we fall. Today, the United States is reeling under $21 trillion in debt, and episodes like the invasion of our country by illegal immigrants keep that meter running. Liberal Democrats make the argument that these illegal aliens in the border are honest people seeking a better opportunity for themselves. No doubt, that seeking a better life is true for some of them. But there can be no honest person who willingly breaks our laws to force their way in. Think about the billions of people worldwide who see the United States as a land of opportunity and would love to be here. Haiti is racked with extreme poverty. The Sudan and other countries in Africa, like the Congo, are victims of dictators and despots who keep the people near starvation. Venezuelans are eating rats and snakes and zoo animals to starve off inflation, or rather starvation. The Cuban people have no opportunities under communism. The list of people who would love to come to America is very long. We cannot possibly take them all in, and the only thing keeping them from trying to get here is distance. You can't walk from the Sudan or Haiti to Tijuana. The majority of immigrants crossing our border today are not from Mexico, but from Latin American countries like Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua. These people have tolerated corruption in their government for centuries. The answer to their problems is not forcing reliance upon the taxpayers of the United States, but enforcing change in their own countries. Polarization on illegal immigration is a two-way street. The Republicans get most of the attention, and indeed a hard-line immigration stance has become a defining issue for Republicans. But Democratic voters have become far more liberal on a slew of measurements regarding illegal immigration over the past decade. It was only 11 years ago that a majority of Senate Democrats voted in favor of the Secure Fence Act of 2006, which called for 700 miles of fencing along the U.S.-Mexico border. It was just 10 years ago that Senator Bernie Sanders voted against comprehensive immigration reform. It's hard to imagine either of those things happening now, and that polarization would come into play in the White House if the White House and congressional Democrats were to reach a deal on DACA. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Long before President Trump made building a wall along the southern border one of his main campaign issues, some Democrats were open to the idea of fencing along the border. In a May 2006 Gallup survey, before Congress voted on the Secure Fence Act, nearly 40% of Democratic voters were in favor of building a wall along the Mexican border, and support for building that wall generally held through the first part of this decade. In a lead-up to the 2010 midterms, when John McCain aired an ad in which he said, "Complete the dang fence," 46% of Democrats favored building a wall or security fence along the U.S.-Mexico border to stop illegal immigration, according to a Fox News poll. More recently, however, Democratic support for a border wall has plummeted. Democratic support dropped to 29%, and by February of this year, just 8% of Democrats were for building the wall, while 89% were opposed. Much of that growing Democratic opposition can be chalked up to Trump's embrace of the issue. Democrats react negatively to anything Donald Trump proposes. Democratic voters have also become far more in favor of granting citizenship to immigrants in our country illegally. Over time, it became clear to the Democratic Party leadership that illegal immigrants who were given U.S. citizenship would be a lifetime Democratic voter. Today, there is no room for dissension within the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi rules the House with an iron fist. Anyone opposing her is targeted for punishment. The same is true in the Senate under Chuck Schumer. A Marxist poll in March 2017 found that 90% of Democrats favored citizenship for illegal immigrants. Only 8% of Democrats opposed it. Whatever the cause of the Democrats' move to the far left on illegal immigration, it's clearly happening. Illegal immigration is really bad for several reasons. First, illegal aliens often work under the table with the full knowledge of the employer, and they'll work for much lower wages, depriving a U.S. citizen or legal immigrant of that job and driving wages down for that type of work. Secondly, the illegal immigrants very often do not want to assimilate and become Americans. They are here to cash in on all the freebies offered by our government. And third, illegal immigrants commit a much higher rate of crime of all types than U.S. citizens, and yet legal immigrants commit much less crime than U.S. citizens. So why is immigration a problem? It's like asking, is death a problem? That death exists isn't a problem. How death occurs determines if it's a problem or not. Immigration isn't a problem if immigrants follow all of the applicable laws and processes of the country in which they want to live. These are legal immigrants. If they follow all applicable laws and processes, not only are they demonstrating respect for the laws, customs, and people of the country, they're passing through the legal process and demonstrating their desirability as an immigrant. Immigration is a problem because illegal immigrants have not demonstrated that they are not criminals or a potential financial burden upon the American taxpayers. Common sense tells us that someone who demonstrates a willingness to break laws of a country are inherently undesirable, because the metric for determining desirability is legal. Immigration is not a problem if it serves the mandate of the country receiving the immigrants. Whatever a country wants in its immigrants is typically established by procedure or selection process. For example, Canada utilizes a system in which wealthier applicants, especially better educated and young ones, have a much greater chance of approval. Canada is selecting its immigrants based on perceived social benefits of those qualities to society. No other country on earth tolerates illegal immigration. In the current caravan on our southern border, we have no idea who those people really are. We do know that there are many of them who are criminals. We just don't know how many. If you are bent on terrorism against the Americans, would you prefer to go through customs in New York or Miami? Or would you feel safer hiding among several thousand amnesty seekers who are intent on crashing through our border? That answer is pretty obvious. Many of these people carry a flag of the country they claim has been abusing them. Few of them really want to be Americans. When we tolerate the illegality of enforcing our immigration laws, it breeds contempt for all of our laws. These people may pick our fruits and vegetables. They may mow our yards, clean our homes, even build our homes. But they and their families tax our schools and health and human services. Our schools are forced to provide bilingual education, and this requires extra money and extra time that could be spent elsewhere on our own citizens' children. They use emergency care and clog our systems, and since they can't or won't pay for those hospital services, the costs are passed on to those that can. That's why $100 aspirins in our hospitals are real. The reality on the ground is that employers hire as cheaply as they can, avoid paying the Social Security and Medicare employer prepaid payroll taxes and health care, will save 25 to 50% in labor costs. Basically, illegal immigrants are deported in order to send a message to the billions of other potential illegal immigrants. This is a real phenomenon, by the way. Look at what happened at the border when it became known that unaccompanied minors would not be deported. Suddenly, there were a whole lot more unaccompanied minors crossing the border. If a country is founded based on the rule of law, and that principle guides that country for years, then either enforce the law as it is on the books, such as illegal immigration, or change the law. No one is saying halt immigration, even now, but that it be done in accordance with the law, and that any country has the right to know who is entering and for what purpose they're entering. The security of a country demands it. The average, ordinary American spends little time thinking about immigration. Most are guided by what they see on television or read in the newspapers. That's unfortunate, because trusting the mainstream media is like kissing a starving pit bull on the lips. There is no reason why the United States cannot allow immigrant workers to come here under a permit to work. But there should be no government benefits extended to them on the backs of the taxpaying citizens. Our current system of laws is the laughingstock of the world. It is easier to take advantage of those laws than taking candy from a baby. It is not necessary to be a citizen of the United States in order to pick fruit, make up beds, or mow lawns. I truly believe that the Democratic Party socialists are the greatest danger we face. We can ward off those from outside who wish us harm, but stopping the bankrupting of our country from the inside is much harder to control. Arguably, the leading candidate of the Democratic Party in the 2020 election is a self-professed socialist from Vermont, Bernie Sanders. If you still vote Democrat, that should cause you great concern. Do you love your children and grandchildren? I'll leave you today with the words of former Russian Premier Nikita Khrushchev at the United Nations in 1959. I'll leave it ringing in your ears. Here's what Khrushchev said about your children. He said, "Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright. But we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find that you are already having communism. We won't have to fight you. We'll weaken your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands." It's been 59 years since Khrushchev's warning to us. Today, our children's children face the real possibility of living under communism. Socialist Democrats and their allies in the fake news media have fed us those small doses of socialism for decades, just as Khrushchev predicted. Until today, America is like overripe fruit, waiting to fall into the hands of communism. We as a people are truly gullible. We worry about things like who's a racist and who's not, who's a sexist and who's not, while the flames of communism creep closer and closer to the fabric of America. Folks, this is something that you need to pay attention to. It's not just something that's going to go away tomorrow. There are other caravans already marching behind this one. I think some of those people who are in Tijuana, in that caravan, are getting the idea that Trump is serious, and a few of them are turning and leaving. We can all understand why somebody would want to live in America. We're very fortunate to live in America. But no other country allows itself to be overrun by people who are going to tax its system. We have to do better. We are extremely gullible. I ask you to pay attention to what's going on in our country right now, to those small doses of socialism you're being fed. It can't do you any good it can do you great harm.